For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
With your host, Andrew Donaldson, this is Heard Tell.
So, I actually just got done doing TV stuff on the Signal story, so that's why I'm dressed up. In fact, let me get this tie off real quick. Super professional today. I just want to talk about this in the way that, a little big picture-wise, because what happened here, there's the story and the classified information on Signal, and that's part of the story. But how we got here, you know, things don't happen in a vacuum. They happen in a sequence is a foundational principle to this program and how I write and how I commentate and all of that stuff. The sequence of events that's really going to make this a bigger story, and it's already a bad story, is the fact that for a decade, Donald Trump has benefited from the best media coverage any presidential figure has ever had since at least Clinton, but even Clinton towards the end, they figured out they could make money tearing him down with the scandals. But no president of my lifetime has had the adulation of a chunk of the media. And because new media has changed, and it's not just, you know, the network news anymore, the MAGA right-wing media stuff, the right-leaning media, however you want to phrase it, we don't have good terminology for it. It's not conservative anymore. Whatever you want to call it, that media bubble has greatly helped Donald Trump because it's just all rah-rah Trump all the time. It gives him direct messaging to his followers. This is the kind of story where it bites you in the butt. Because, and let's just lay out the sequence of events here, Jeffrey Goldberg of The Atlantic got added to this group chat on Signal. That's a app kind of like a WhatsApp or whatever. Allegedly pitched as very secure. However, we know that Russia has been able to get into it. Other untoward actors can get into it. They can do it through phishing methods. They'll send you a QR code or a link or whatever, your Signal chat. You click on the wrong link, and now they got you. They've been doing this in Ukraine for a couple of years. So we know it can be compromised as a platform. And that's actually secondary because you're not supposed to be discussing anything even remotely like this on anything outside of secure messaging or Sipper or in a SCIF or anything like that. So it's ridiculous that they're on this thing anyway. The way this story laid out was Goldberg was on the chat. He held the information until after the strikes, which he well should have, because this really could have got people killed. Not just shooting at the airplanes. Remember, strikes like this are built on intelligence, probably a lot of human intelligence. So if you release it ahead of time with the specific times and dates and the packages and what aircraft are hitting and where they're hitting and the times they're hitting, the group that's being targeted, you can work backwards from that and find out who had that information. And now you've put your human intelligence sources into a lot of danger, and they can figure out, well, only these six people knew that this target would be in this place at this time, and they work backwards. So a lot of people could have got, it may still, now this information has been out and it's that accurate, somebody could still get hurt over this over in Yemen. But the media bubble and Trump always getting away with whatever he wants and not really ever having any consequences and always playing the victim. Look, we talk about accountability for a reason. If you're a fan of Donald Trump, you wanted to hold him accountable so that he would be better at what he does. When you don't hold somebody accountable, you are automatically enabling them. So now the Trump administration, when faced with this crisis, Goldberg held it when he released it and said, I was on this group chat. I was added by Mike Waltz, who's the, you know, the national security advisor. He should have already resigned. he goes on TV and talks about how a number was, this is a verbatim quote, got sucked into his phone. No, it didn't. You put it there when you were, you know, a congressman and you reached out. The only way that number gets into a group chat is because it was already in your phone. You knew Goldberg from when you were a congressperson. He said, if you ever got anything juicy, hit me up with it. You put it in your phone. That's how I got there. Let's all be adults here. The media bubble told them to deny, obfuscate, attack the reporter. The media's making it up. He doesn't really have anything else. So Monday, the whole story was what Goldberg had said to that point. Tuesday, we're recording this on Wednesday at 11:02. Sorry, I've been doing TV and radio all morning, so I just got done with the Canadians, so I'm trying to figure out what time it is. Tuesday was all about the initial response by the Trump administration, including Tulsi Gabbard and John Ratcliffe, the CIA director, and the DNI, respectively, sitting in front of the Senate. And the messaging in front of the Senate and in the media and from the entire Trump administration was there was no classified data shared on this. This is not a big deal. It's being overblown. Goldberg doesn't have the goods on it. Wednesday morning, about 8:30, 9 o'clock, Goldberg not only had the goods, and he's been, you know, Goldberg's like a lot of other people. He's a very influential publisher. He has a long history. He has overblown some things in the past. That's fair to say. He not only had the goods here, he had the headshot. He had they released the entire text a couple hours ago as I'm recording this. It has how many airplanes, what time they're going to hit targets. It has what looks to be the beginnings of the after action report, casualty estimates, threat assessments, these sorts of things. Has a lot of really badly used emojis, which is, you know, you got to find some humor in dark stuff like this. It's kind of funny. So after all day of Tuesday of the Trump ecosystem of media saying Goldberg doesn't have it or he would have released it. Yeah, he had it and he released it. This is clearly classified stuff. And just because it's not laying in a folder with a, you know, manila and red striped classified cover on it doesn't mean it's not classified. This is like operational details before an operational happens. That's as classified as it gets. The Secretary of Defense is the one putting this on Signal. There's other reporting on this that's still getting worked out that's even more damaging as far as like who was on what chat, how many phones certain people had. We're going to leave all that alone for now because I haven't had a chance to dig through it all. I think we'll find that out in the course of events. This is very bad. This could have been very bad. We know Signal has been compromised before by the Russians in Ukraine, like we've talked about. We know they can get into it. Anything the Trump administration says about Signal, they should not have been on Signal, period, in the story. You shouldn't have been on it at all. So anything you say about, well, yeah, but Signal, no, you shouldn't have been in Signal in the first place. The reason they're on it, though, is because one of those maxims that was drilled into my head when I was in the military, operational security, OPSEC in the parlance, OPSEC stops where convenience starts. And I tell you how many times I said that to troops, had it said to me, had it yelled at me a few times. I've seen it in writing. OPSEC stops where convenience starts, or laziness, or a lot of times there's some really bad words that are attached to that phrase to make sure that you get it through, you know, your little enlisted head, that OPSEC is important. Members of the military and the intelligence community and the government have been sent to jail for far less than this. The fact that a good chunk of the cabinet of the president of the United States and the head of our major military and intelligence services were a part of this is pretty damning. Let's be very clear, while they're on Signal, it's convenient. It's easy, makes their life easier. They can just do a group chat and talk about a military operation. That's easier. That's easier than going to a SCIF. It's easier than finding a CIPRNET terminal, whatever the case may be. They probably got fancier stuff now than, you know, when I was in 15 years ago. They had all kinds of ways of doing this correctly. They chose not to because they're lazy and they're incompetent. And laziness and incompetence is the same thing. You can know what to do, but if you don't do it because you're lazy, that makes you incompetent. There was a lot of us, myself included, that when Pete Hegseth was up for nomination, when Tulsi Gabbard was up for nomination, some of these people are not qualified. They don't have the background or temperament or wherewithal to be in these positions. But Trump shoved it through. they used a tremendous amount of political capital to shove it through. And wouldn't you know it, people that are unfit for office, that have a history of amoral behavior, made a bad decision. So when they say, well, everybody makes a mistake, no, we knew they were going to make some kind of mistake because we had a long history of these people being unfit for office, but you jammed them in there anyway because of your political leanings, and here we are. Hegseth, look, in a just world, Waltz would have already resigned. Hegseth would have already resigned. Tulsi would have already resigned. If they hadn't resigned, there would have been enough pressure brought to bear on them to make them resign. Congress is controlled by the Republicans right now. Congress, this is their purview of oversight. They should be investigating this. We will see if they do. You're going to find out really quick. You should watch people like Senator Wicker, who was not real happy about the arm twisting over Hegseth, but went along with it. He's got some power to investigate things like this. He doesn't mind pushing back against Trump a little bit, even though they're friends and buddies. He just got elected to his term, so he gets 2 years post-Trump no matter what. Watch people like that. If they go along with the, this was just a mistake, no big deal, that's probably how this will go. If they start pushing back, we may get more of a mess. But once again, the way they've dealt with media trained the Trump administration on how they were going to respond to this. We can just lie. We can just downplay. We can pretend like it'll go away because all these other things have always gone away. And we've always got away with our base from lying before. And because Joe Biden lost the ability to speak on camera, we got a second term. That means everything about us is super great and awesome. But that's not the real world. That's the bubble that the Trump administration functions in. At some point, I suspect we'll get at least one scapegoat that's going to have to fall on their sword over this, especially now that we have Tulsi and Radcliffe lying to Congress. Both of them should have resigned in shame, but neither of them have any. You could tell Radcliffe yesterday watching that he was shook. He didn't want to be there. He knew he was in trouble. Tulsi's very braggadocious. You could tell in her answer she was taking, especially when Mark Kelly got all on her. You could tell long pauses, really thinking about what to say. They're actually sitting in front of the House as I'm recording this. So whatever happens after that, I haven't seen it yet. I suspect it'll be ugly. But this is everything with Trump is a Rorschach test of whether you like Trump or not. Do you see Trump excellence in the ink blots? This is a pretty cut and dry one. Trump administration was wrong. They did a horrible, bad thing. It's lucky nobody got killed. Somebody may very well soon, but because they're in Yemen and somebody you don't know, you probably won't care, though you should. This should be a house cleaning thing. This should, in a sane country, this would be an impeachable offense that would get 100 votes. We don't live in one of those. This is horrific. And this is how they're doing business on something as important as a military strike. You can imagine how they're doing business over things like how to run the Department of Agriculture and the Small Business Administration and everything else. If they're this sloppy with this, they're sloppy with everything else. This is just bad. And if you can't, bow yourself up and screw your courage up and say, no, this is wrong, this is bad, and heads should roll, and, Pete Hegseth is who we thought he was. He's an incompetent and unfit, and he should resign. And Radcliffe lied to Congress, he should resign. And Tulsi lied to Congress, and she should resign. And Waltz looks like an absolute buffoon, and he should resign. And if none of them do, then that's on us for not putting enough pressure as a people to get it done. So we'll see what happens. Those are just some quick thoughts on this. It's a developing story. But anybody that's going to downplay it, anybody that's going to go butt Hillary or butt Biden or butt Hamburglar and grimace at McDonald's at that one time, you know exactly what their agenda is right off the bat, because when something's wrong, just be able to say it's wrong. Now, after you say it's wrong, if you want to add some context, that's good. That's healthy. That's good discussion. But you have to start with this was wrong, and a lot of people that we knew were wrong for the jobs did something really wrong here, and the rot goes deep. If you can't start with that, then you've got something wrong with you and your perspective, and you need to go find a mirror and find some truth and start fixing you. Because it's not Jeffrey Goldberg's fault. It's not the Atlantic's fault. It's not Signal's fault. It's Pete Hegseth's fault. And it's everybody involved in that chat's fault. And Donald Trump is the president of the United States who does a lot of bellowing about how he's in charge of everything and he's the only one that can fix everything. The buck stops with Donald Trump. He allowed it. And if he doesn't do anything to fix it, he's good with it. I suspect he is, unless it becomes politically untenable for him not to be. So once again, Donald Trump's going to be Donald Trump, and the sycophant and the congregation of fools around him, like the people in this chat room, they're going to be who they are. Question is, what are we going to do about it? I suspect very little. I will be very pleasantly surprised if we as a country prove me wrong. And I look forward to that.
All the music on Her Tell is provided under a Creative Content license from MonsterCat.com.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a three-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.